This Morning, America's First News starts right after this.
When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to GEICO.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning, with your host, Gordon Deal.
Death toll still rising. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Friday, October 14th. Thanks for joining us. Here's what's up this hour.
As floodwaters and rivers crest, more deaths are being reported in hard-hit North Carolina, and there are still thousands without power several days after Hurricane Matthew.
New poll numbers indicate the path to the White House is narrowing for Trump. Also, Hillary answers questions under oath about her emails.
In baseball, L.A. eliminated Washington in the National League Division Series. In the American League, the Blue Jays and Indians play Game 1 tonight in pursuit of a World Series berth.
And what to do if you've got tons of student debt, want to build your credit history, but keep getting rejected for credit cards?
A few things to keep in mind. One is that if you're paying your student loans, that actually does go to building your credit history. All of the payments in terms of bills, like things like that, any other loans you might have, a car loan, for example, your student loan payment, these things get recorded in your credit report.
Janelle Marte at the Washington Post on building credit when the stars don't seem aligned. She's here in about 20 minutes. Well, if you believe the polling, the path to victory for Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has gotten very uncertain. He trails Democrat Hillary Clinton by 4 percentage points in North Carolina and was ahead by 1 point in Ohio, according to new numbers from The Wall Street Journal, NBC News, and Marist polling. Victories for Mrs. Clinton in either state likely would deliver her the White House. Those states are now incredibly important after the Trump campaign all but conceded Virginia, and Pennsylvania polling shows him down by double digits. That said, Mr. Trump is not going down without a fight. He's not only denying the latest allegations of sexual misconduct, he's pushing forward.
These people are horrible people. They're horrible, horrible liars. And interestingly, it happens to appear 26 days before our very important election. Isn't that amazing?
Meanwhile, First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned for Mrs. Clinton in New Hampshire.
It now seems very clear that this isn't an isolated incident. It's one of countless examples of how he has treated women his whole life. And I have to tell you that I listen to all of this, and I feel it so personally.
While Mr. Trump aims to turn around his standing in the polls, the country is already well into its voting process, by the way. More than 750,000 ballots have been cast in early voting. Hillary Clinton has submitted formal answers under penalty of perjury about her use of a private email server, saying 20 times in those responses that she did not recall certain information. She also maintains that no one ever warned her that the practice could run afoul of laws on preserving federal records. Mrs. Clinton also said she could not recall ever being warned about any hacking or attempted hacking of her private account or server. Republican rival Donald Trump made the emails one of his talking points on the campaign trail yesterday.
The emails also reveal how the Clintons ripped off the wonderful people of Haiti, doling out favors for their friends and special interests. So true.
The submission was made yesterday in connection with a lawsuit filed by the group Judicial Watch, which wanted to question Mrs. Clinton in person, but a judge ordered her to answer written questions. She declined to provide any answer to 2 of the 25 questions, including one about why she testified that 90 to 95% of her emails were in State Department systems. Her lawyers said the answer called for information protected by attorney-client privilege. Well, on the trail, most observers from both sides of the political aisle will admit that Donald Trump is the bigger draw compared to Hillary Clinton. It's what experts call the enthusiasm gap. But whether enthusiasm levels make a difference in the election is one of the key tests of the unpredictable 2016 presidential race. A campaign's organizational muscle can be crucial to converting the energy at a rally into something tangible: volunteers, donors, votes. And that is what the Trump campaign is trying to do. It's a story from Wall Street Journal reporter Monica Langley. Monica, what are you hearing?
I was at this dinner party a couple weeks ago, and I was with some Clinton supporters, and they were like, oh, Hillary can handle him on confidence. She can handle him on this and that, even her health issues. But the one word they kept coming back to was enthusiasm gap, and they were wringing their hands. And I had been following Donald Trump for a year, basically, off and on. I mean, I saw his supporters stand for hours in 10-degree temperatures, you know, in New Hampshire, in Iowa, for him. And, you know, he would have packed crowds in overflow. Then if I dropped in, or my colleagues more specifically would drop in on a Hillary crowd, she could not fill a room most of the time. So that's when we thought, well, is this a real thing, this enthusiasm gap, and does it matter? So we looked at polls, and polls show that there is a difference when people ask how interested are you in this race. The Trump supporters came out like 78% or 76%, and the Hillary supporters, the Hillary Clinton supporters would say 70% or something like that. So there was always more supporters said they were very interested for Trump than very interested for Clinton.
We're speaking with Monica Langley, senior writer at the Wall Street Journal. Her piece is called Donald Trump's Buzz Tests Hillary Clinton's Organization. As you point out, though, record crowds don't necessarily mean a lot, and we've seen it right here in this cycle because Bernie Sanders drew enormous numbers, yet lost quite handily.
Exactly. And that's what the Clinton campaign officials told us. They said, this is not going to matter. And in fact, they said, when we have the crowds that do show up for Clinton, we stand there after the event and say, let us take you here. Please come here and register to vote. Mm. And they look at the number after the event who registers to vote on the spot. They say that's more important than counting the number of people who show up. So they're following those numbers. And so we shall see what's more important. And they continue to say they have a much greater organization in the field and a better ground game than Donald Trump does. And we do not know about as much about the ground game for Donald Trump, but he is being aided substantially by the Republican National Committee, who has told me, I've talked to Ryan Priebus, the chairman there, and he says, we have a great ground game. We've substantially improved it from 4 years ago from when Mitt Romney was the candidate. So there's a lot of unknowns, Gordon, about this, and none of us may know until Election Day.
Yeah. One of the other factors, I suppose, would be not so much voter enthusiasm for a candidate, but voter enthusiasm to cast a vote against the other candidate.
That's true. And this is really unusual in this election because both candidates are very unpopular and not liked. So we do not know if that is a strong enough motivation to get people out. They just don't know that. And as you saw in the vice presidential debate, Kane spent most of his time attacking Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And obviously he made a decision, or the Clinton campaign made a decision, that his goal was not to build up Hillary Clinton, but to bring down Donald Trump. And they think that will be a strong motivation to get people out to vote for Hillary Clinton. So they made a tactical decision that will move voters. On the other hand, Mike Pence made a tactical decision to build up Donald Trump and Mike Pence.
Thanks, Monica. Wall Street Journal reporter Monica Langley. 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy, and that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. Thanks for being with us, and a good Friday to you. Two more deaths have been confirmed in North Carolina from damage and flooding caused by Hurricane Matthew. The number of storm-related deaths in the Tar Heel State is now at least 22. One person drowned after a vehicle went around a barricade and ended up on a flooded road. And a man out for a walk wound up dying after falling into a hole left by an uprooted tree and not being able to escape. Here's Governor Pat McCrory.
Stay off the roads, stay out of water. Recognize that even when the water is out and gone, even walking can be extremely treacherous conditions.
Nearly 44,000 customers were without power yesterday, 5 days after the storm clobbered the state with heavy rain after lashing South Carolina, Georgia, and Florida. Some of the areas of the small town of Princeville, about 70 miles east of Raleigh, were inundated with 10 to 12 feet of water. At least 42 people in all have been killed by either the Hurricane Matthew or died due to complications caused by it in the southeast. In Haiti, Matthew is blamed for more than 1,000 deaths. It's 20 minutes after the hour. On This Morning, Jennifer Koshenka is here with more of America's First News.
President Donald Trump says the attacks on him are a conspiracy against the American people by the political and media establishment. Speaking in Florida yesterday after being rocked by sexual assault allegations, he says the press will seek to destroy your career and your family. He also blamed Hillary Clinton for the allegations.
The Clinton machine has put forward a small handful of people out of tens of thousands of people over the years that I've met, that I've worked with, that I've employed, in order to make wild and false allegations.
Trump says he will take the slings and arrows in order to protect his supporters. On the campaign trail for Hillary Clinton, First Lady Michelle Obama deployed a personal rebuke of Trump's sexually aggressive boasts.
Actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV.
After avoiding the spotlight of campaigning, Michelle Obama's now aiming to convince women and minority voters who helped propel the Obamas to the White House to show up one more time. Emails leaked from Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta's private email account by WikiLeaks show Hillary Clinton's campaign tried to move the Illinois presidential primary to a later date, betrayed annoyance with New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, and criticized a Clinton interview with Charlie Rose. Clinton's communications team discussed a generally sloppy part of the interview in which Clinton fudged her position on taxes. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory says the state will rebuild after Hurricane Matthew and will take steps to protect Princeville, one of the country's oldest towns. The death toll in the state has now reached 22. And Vin Scully is keeping busy in retirement, joking with Jimmy Kimmel that he's been to the hardware store since ending his 67-year Hall of Fame broadcasting career with the Dodgers. In his first TV interview since calling his last game on October 2nd, Scully also told the host he has a very important engagement on Monday, lecturing at a middle school.
Love it. That's great. How about if the Dodgers go on to win while he's on the sidelines,
yeah,
not calling games, though, right?
That would be kind of sad.
That would stink. Thanks, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour. On This Morning, America's First News. Here's an ugly scenario that some recent college grads are facing. You have over $100,000 in student loans and are being denied for credit cards. You want the credit card for basics, like paying for groceries between paychecks and improving your credit score. But what if you continue to get rejected by the card companies? Here's Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post. Janelle, what do you recommend?
A few things to keep in mind. One is that if you're paying your student loans, that actually does go to building your credit history. All of the payments in terms of bills, like things like that, any other loans you might have, a car loan, for example, your student loan payment, these things get recorded in your credit report and do go toward building your credit history. So for sure, the first step is to make sure to pay that bill on time every month. Another thing to remember is that there are different ways to build credit history if you can't get a credit card. So for instance, you might be able to get on a parent's card, such as a, you know, as an authorized user or a spouse or something like that. And those payments might also be recorded on your credit report. It's something to look into. But before you go ahead and ask to be put on as an authorized user, you want to make sure that the credit card is reporting payments for authorized users as well, because some cards might not.
Mm.
I was struck, too, by the almost desperate nature of the reader and the question, because the reader says, I've been told lying about my income is what everyone else does. Boy, I mean, is that how desperate this situation for some of these young adults?
Right. So it can be. And so, that's a really good point that you're bringing up, because income does not get factored into your credit score, but it does come into play when you're applying for a loan and when you're applying for a credit card. So what some young people might be facing is that they have these steep interest. What some young people might be facing is that they have these very burdensome student loan payments that they have to make every month. And if it takes up a certain amount of their monthly income, well, then a credit card issuer is going to look at that and say, well, this person doesn't have much more room in their budget. They can't afford the credit card that they're applying for. And that is where you might have a hard time getting approved for a credit card.
Right.
So it's important to know the difference. The income can limit your chances of getting approved for a credit card, but it doesn't necessarily affect your credit score. If you pay your bills on time and you establish that credit history, and by the way, payment history is the number one thing that goes into your credit score, you can start to build this sort of trust with lenders, and they may look at that and say, well, okay, this person is good about paying their bills on time. We view them as a trustworthy borrower.
Thanks, Janelle. Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at the Washington Post. It's 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
Sign Now by Barracuda Networks is the next generation in e-signature solutions, accelerating business transactions for more than 4 million people and counting. Sign Now is priced at a fraction of the cost of comparable solutions, offers superior ease of use, yet includes all the enterprise-class security and functionality your business will ever need to safely go paperless. Sign Now is pre-integrated with Salesforce, Office 365, and Google Apps, and you can even integrate Sign Now with your own app through its API. Visit signnow.com and enter promo code RADIO to start your free trial.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.
Hey, thanks for being with us. It's Friday, October 14. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. The death toll keeps climbing from flooding in North Carolina. Hewlett-Packard cutting up to 4,000 jobs. Justice Department wants data on police use of deadly force. The Florida Panthers wore Jose Fernandez jerseys when they took the ice last night. Decision could come in January about expanding the World Cup from 32 to 48 teams. J.K. Rowling plans 5 films based on Fantastic Beasts and where you can crush Trump and Clinton with a tank. That story in about 20 minutes. Senate Republicans are bracing for an already difficult political climate to worsen in the coming weeks. Cognizant that Donald Trump's sexually charged comments 11 years ago that have recently been released, that were caught on video, of course, and a subsequent war of words with some GOP leaders could tank the entire party's ticket. But Alex Rorty at Roll Call says top GOP strategists are also confident that even if they lose the Senate, they've already made sure their party avoids a worst-case scenario. Alex, explain.
Well, there are 2 states that I think I would pinpoint here, Ohio and Florida, a couple of states that are obviously competitive at the presidential level, but also have competitive Senate races. And these are states that Republicans were really worried about losing as recently as even 3 or 4 months ago. But despite some of the headwinds that Senate Republicans have faced, some would say some of the Trump-induced headwinds that they've faced, Republicans think they're on track to win both of these states because their candidates, Rob Portman in Ohio and Marco Rubio in Florida, have done the things necessary to either disqualify their candidate or raise so much money that the Democratic candidate really doesn't have a hope of winning in the state. And it's an important thing because, right now, following the videotaped revelations of Donald Trump, there's a lot of apprehension among Republicans about just how bad it could get down ballot. You know, all of that said, Republicans are confident that have at least been able to win, particularly in these two states already.
So that looks like we're facing possibly split ticket decisions here.
Well, that's the thing. Now, look, Republicans are still in danger of losing the Senate. There's no doubt about that. You know, Democrats only need to win a net of four seats to basically, if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, to gain control of the Senate. That's not an awful lot. Certainly, if you look at recent elections, we've seen much larger shifts in the Senate than just four seats. But there is something of a long game here to keep in mind. Democrats can win the Senate, but 2018, of course, is only 2 years away in the midterm elections. And if Hillary Clinton is the president, Democrats are going to be bracing for some heavy losses in the midterm races. And they have a lot of Republican senators in places like North Dakota or Indiana, even West Virginia, that Republicans are already sizing up as opportunities. In other words, look, Democrats can win a majority in the Senate, and that would obviously be good for them. But it's unclear how long they could hold it if they didn't win the majority comfortably. And then, again, that's where it comes in. You know, I mentioned Ohio and Florida. Republicans also feel good in Arizona, where John McCain is running for re-election. So another state that in a bad year conceivably could have gone wrong for the GOP that Republican strategists look at now. And they feel that McCain is in a good place. No matter what Trump does here the last 4 weeks, that he can still pull out a victory.
Mm. We're speaking with Alex Rorty, political reporter at Roll Call. His piece is called "Have Senate Republicans Already Avoided a Worst-Case Scenario?" Could things change? I guess in theory they could, but are they likely to change between now and Election Day?
Well, I tell you what, that's what everyone is trying to figure out right now. Obviously, the videotape of Donald Trump and his subsequent war of words with Republican leaders like Paul Ryan have been a major story. You have seen some poll numbers move at the presidential race. Whether or not this reconfigures the battle for the Senate, people frankly don't know right now. There is certainly a lot of apprehension and nervousness among Republicans that it might. But essentially you need a week or even 10 days for polls to come back to see where the dust has settled after all this. Look, there is a chance certainly that Republicans could still lose as many as, say, seven seats in the Senate. And as Democrats like to point out, that would constitute a wave election. You know, even if they don't win Ohio, even if they don't win Florida, even if they don't win Arizona, they can still win seven seats. That's an awful lot. That's a great year for us.
Yeah.
So, to my point, you know, Republicans can feel good right now that they have avoided a worst-case scenario. But there are still seats in Missouri and North Carolina and Indiana that they still have a lot of work to do to make sure they don't sustain heavy losses nonetheless.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Rorty at Roll Call. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Reminder, by the way, we can connect on social media. You can friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter with the username @ThisMorningShow. If you'd like to follow me directly, you can do so at Gordon Deal. Glad you could be with us. Good Friday to you. Time now for a technology update, and it's brought to you by Staples. Staples has low prices every day on the office items you use most, like ink and paper. See store or staples.com for special deals and additional savings on printers, ink, and toner. Staples, make more happen. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online the past few days. We're joined by Google Trends expert Patrick Lenihan, who's with us live. Patrick, good morning. Hurricane Nicole's more so than Matthew at this point?
Good morning. Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing another spike in hurricane-related searches as Bermuda residents are encouraged to seek shelter as Hurricane Nicole is expected to make a direct hit on the area. This is the strongest hurricane to affect the Atlantic archipelago. It was just downgraded from a Category 4, but it is extremely dangerous, 125 mile per hour winds. People are searching for, is Hurricane Nicole going to hit North Carolina? Mm. What landmass is Hurricane going to hit? So people are very concerned still. I think people are keyed up from last week.
All right. Explain, too, why Tiger Woods is making the rounds.
So Tiger Woods recently announced that he was ready to come back to the links and tee up for a first PGA Tour in 14 months, but he unexpectedly withdrew from the Safeway Open after saying that he wasn't actually psychologically or physically ready yet. So you know, lots of golf figures are super excited for him to come back, but encourage him to, you know, wait for when he's ready. Lots of questions about why he withdrew today. And, you know, apparently not quite yet ready. Yeah. Hopefully he'll be back soon.
Right. And boy, who has not at this point heard of Ken Bone, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The internet definitely decided that he was the winner of last Sunday's town hall debate, not Clinton or Trump. It's that bright red sweater. Lots of questions. And I mean, the first question that people were asking Google was, who is Ken Bone? Top trending search in the past week for Google was Ken Bone. He was the top trending search of the entire week. So pretty impressive.
Amazing. Let me play this clip, too, from this trending YouTube video with it's the Would You Rather segment on Jimmy Fallon with Kevin Hart.
You must choose your punishment, Jimmy. You have two choices. One is you pick up these worms with your bare hands and hold them for 10 seconds. Or number dose, eat a cricket. The choice is yours.
All right, so he eats the cricket. You know what puzzled me, though? Like, this video didn't strike me as particularly funny, although I think Fallon is hilarious. This video didn't do it for me. How come the Time of My Life video featuring Clinton and Trump following the debate with them, you know, apparently singing to each other? I thought for sure that would be the video this week.
I haven't even seen that one yet.
Oh,
I mean, the internet's full of funny videos. Everybody's got a different. But I think, you know, the one thing that I can say is that this week, humorous videos were trending more than I've seen lately. And I think it's because everybody needs a little bit of a break and a lift from what's been a very heavy news cycle for the last couple months.
That's a great observation. You are right about that. We need humor this time of year for sure. This election cycle for sure. Thanks, Patrick. Google Trends expert Patrick Lenihan with us live this morning. Also trending, by the way, of course, Bob Dylan, and that came up quickly because he just yesterday won the Nobel Prize for Literature. It is 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Everyone knows that business is all about numbers. Consider the numbers the state of Michigan can offer your business, like Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. Or 2000, the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6, Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates, which all adds up to the one state that has all that and more, Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. 8 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, some key Republican office holders and candidates are sticking with Donald Trump despite new allegations that he sexually assaulted women. Several of these officials say Trump would still be better on key issues than Hillary Clinton. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says although both candidates are flawed, he's focused on the economy, fighting terrorism, and the Supreme Court. During Sunday's presidential debate, Trump appeared to loom over Clinton while she addressed the moderators and audience. And like the millions of people who watched, Clinton took notice. During an appearance on the Ellen DeGeneres Show airing later today, Clinton didn't mince words about her rival's behavior.
He was really trying to dominate and then literally stalk me around the stage. And I would just feel this presence behind me. And I thought, whoa, this is really weird.
Trump has denied stalking Clinton. Documents show Hillary Clinton said she cannot recall key details about using a private email server while Secretary of State. She had been asked to give sworn responses to 25 written questions from a conservative legal group. At least 21 responses use variations of does not recall. Her responses under oath to the Judicial Watch Group were provided by her lawyer. During the first 6 months of this year, children died from accidental shootings at a pace of one every other day. Information from the nonpartisan research group Gun Violence Archive shows hundreds of minors have been killed either at their own hands or at the hands of other children or adults. Nearly 93-year-olds were killed or injured in shootings, the vast majority of which were self-inflicted. A surprise from the NFL last night as the Chargers topped the Super Bowl champion Broncos 21-13. Phillip Rivers threw for 178 yards and one touchdown, passing Dan Fouts to become San Diego's career passing leader. And LeBron James skipped college for the NBA, but now he wants some schooling. James says he plans to take classes at the University of Akron. His business partner in helping get college educations for inner-city kids who qualify for a scholarship program he founded. James says he doesn't regret the decision to skip college, but at 31 and with 3 children, He understands the value of an education and plans to further his when his schedule permits.
I already told you, Jennifer, I do not want to like LeBron James.
You know, I was just thinking, he's really turned it around
since
Miami thing.
I'm a fan now.
Yep.
6 minutes in front of the hour. If you're among those who believe that Inauguration Day next January will be a largely disappointing affair because of the two candidates at the top of the presidential polls, this story may help you feel better. There's a company in Casola, Minnesota that's offering you the chance to drive a tank over a car that has mannequin versions of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump inside. Yeah, for around $900, you can show up to drive a tank and demolish the dummy of your choice. If you'd like both dummies to be in the car, that's an extra $150. Drive a Tank in Casola, about 70 miles south of Minneapolis, normally offers people a chance to demolish an old car with a tank for about $649. But this election season, there's the added bonus. Owner Tony Borglum told the Huffington Post that the Clinton dummy is the one people are choosing to demolish the most. He adds, "We're pretty sure someone's feelings are going to get hurt over this, but that's okay. They're only dummies." For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.